high school football and the game of the week. Football Frenzy is on the air. Tonight's game, Grass Lake at Hanover Horton. Brought to you in part by CP Financial Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Summit Orthodontics, Clothing Carousel, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Jimmy's Towing, Flexible Staffing, Minute Man Sewer and Drain, Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and AC, the Jackson YMCA, County National Bank, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Tri-County Water, Lloyd Gant Retirement Centers, The Restore, and Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms. We now go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with the mayor, Jason Smith, and Joe Cassidy.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, live and on the air from Moscow Road. Hanover Horton High School is our location tonight, Joe, as we watch our first battle in the Cascades Conference with the Hanover Horton Comets taking on the Grass Lake Warriors. And, Joe, both of these teams coming in with a shot at the conference crown. And we are looking forward to quite the matchup here, Joe.
Yeah, quite the matchup here, Jason. We see 46 degrees here in chilly Horton, Michigan. It's going to be a beautiful night. Sunset is about 7:16 p.m. to Cascades Conference Titans that are just looking for a win.
Yeah, they come in Grass Lake in this one. They are 2-0 overall, 1-0 in the conference, coming off of wins against Livonia, Clarenceville, 41-24, and a win over East Jackson, 48-14. They are in second place in the conference pending the outcome of this game. Addison, because of their forfeit against Michigan Center this week, they have a 3-0 record already. And Michigan Center, meanwhile, is now, they will be 0-3 heading into next week. Meanwhile, on the other side of the fence, the home Comets of Hanover Horton, 1-1 on the year, a 21-14 victory over Michigan Center, kind of a shocker there, and then a 50-21 loss to the first place Panthers of Addison.
Yeah, Addison always has a really good ball team going, and that is shown year in and year out, always making the playoffs, always making districts. It's going to be a really heavyweight fight out here. We're hoping for a good game, and I think we're going to see it.
Yeah, Grass Lake coming in, as we mentioned, 2-0 under the senior quarterback leadership of Carson Farley, and he will look to put up some points. Definitely no shortage of points for either team in this one.
Yeah, you see against Michigan Center, they put up 21, and against Addison they put up 21 as well. And then on the Grass Lake side, they hung 41 against Livonia, Clarenceville, and then 48 points against East Jackson last week. So I think we're going to see a very high-scoring game here.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to this one, and definitely looking forward to getting this game underway as the crowd starts to fill in here. Jackets on, lights on. Everybody is ready to rock and roll here on our pregame for Grimes Plumbing. Also want to say thank you to CP Financial Credit Union. Head over to k1053.com/school spirit. Get yourself registered to win a chance at $1,053. Also want to thank Tri-County Water for our out-of-town scoreboard. We'll be keeping an eye on that as the night goes along. Also in action, Lumen Christi tonight, coming off of that shocking loss to Hastings last week. They are 1-1. They'll take on Battle Creek, Harper Creek, Jackson, and Pinckney as Jackson makes the trip out to Pinckney. Northwest is at Marshall tonight. Dundee, Columbia Central will be a good one. And a bunch of other games across the leagues. Manchester at East Jackson, Riverview, Gabriel at Napoleon, Springport at Quincy. That one is going to be a forfeit, unfortunately, for Springport yet again. And Hillsdale is making the trek up to Ida. Chelsea at Adrian. We also have Reading at Jonesville. Union City is at home against Concord, and Homer is at home against Bronson. So lots of games around the area tonight. We'll be trying to keep an eye on them, get you the scores as quickly as we can, and feed those to you as often as possible for our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Also, a big thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Clothing Carousel, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and AC, Grimes Plumbing, as we mentioned, is our pregame show, County National Bank, Summit Orthodontics, CertainTeed, Jackson YMCA, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Jimmy's Towing, Lloyd Ganton Retirement Communities, Flexible Staffing, The Restore. And our first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, is just 5 minutes away. So we will continue on here with our broadcast. Joe, for tonight's game between Grass Lake and Hanover Horton, what are you looking for out of the Comets to pull the 2-1 this year?
Well, to pull the 2-1 this year, I think not only are they going to have to limit the high-powered offense that we see from Grass Lake year in and year out, especially this year, hanging 41 and 48 respectively the last 2 weeks. But I think the Comets have to come out strong, especially with their kicker. I don't know the young man's name, but in pregame I saw that young man hit two 45-yard field goals. So talent is nothing short on this Comet team. I just think they have to buckle down, realize who they're playing, and have a strategy and push for it.
Absolutely. Michigan Center and Grass Lake typically duking it out left, right, and sideways in the Cascades the last handful of years. And this is a team that, in Hanover Horton, that held Michigan Center to just 14 points. They kind of slipped up a little bit defensively against Addison, so it'll be a question of which defense shows up for Hanover. Meanwhile, Grass Lake on the opposite side of things to try to win this game, Joe, they're going to have to keep that offense going.
Yeah, definitely have to keep that offense going. If I had to take a wild shot in the dark, Jason, I think in order to be a manageable win here for Grass Lake, is I think they'd have to hang at least 35 points, if not more, because I see this this Comet team very hungry to go to that 2-1 and hopefully make their push for a playoff appearance. And because that's hanging in the balance right now.
Yeah, Hanover Horton definitely within earshot of that. They are in tied for third place in the Cascades Conference behind first place Addison and second place Grass Lake. So this could pull Hanover theoretically into a tie for second place with the Warriors of Grass Lake. So with that, we will take a 3-minute break and we will come back with our opening kickoff here on K105.3 Football Frenzy for CP Financial Credit Union and our pregame show sponsor, Grimes Plumbing, Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back with you, K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live from Hanover Horton High School. 12 minutes on the clock. The referees are making their way into position. Hanover Horton getting last-minute instructions from head coach Perry DeLeanne. And, of course, the longtime Grass Lake head coach in Randy Cole giving last-minute instructions to his team. And it looks like the Warriors are going to get set to receive this one, Joe, as we head on out for the opening kickoff. And the kicker tonight for Hanover Horton, as you mentioned, senior Clay Sheffield.
Yeah, he's got a boot. There's no other good way to put it or bad way to put it. He's got a boot. And this senior has spoke with the AD earlier, and this senior is full of talent. He's a running back, he's a defensive back, and he's a kicker. He's just an overall, all-around athlete, and I'm very excited for the next game.
Looking forward to that indeed as we get set to get the kickoff ready to go here. Looks like they're going to switch sides and defend elsewhere here. So it looks like Grass Lake will be heading right to left on your radio dial. Hanover will be kicking off and moving left to right to open the game. Grass Lake in position waiting for the kickoff. The crowd here tonight continuing to fill in, I guess I should say. And Hanover looks like they are ready. Hand in the air. Kick is away. And this game is underway. Grass Lake takes the kick. Return man up to the 30, to the 33, call it. And Grass Lake will take over on the 33. That is Casey Gray on the return.
That field's kick was returned by Casey Gray.
All right, so we get our first look at the Hanover defense in this one and our first look at the Grass Lake offense, the two focal points pretty much of this game, Joe.
Yeah, Jason, we're going to see what's going to happen. It's chilly out there. Hope these boys are staying warm because it's going to be a dogfight.
It is. Trips left for Carson Farley. Shotgun formation. He'll take the snap, and it is a give early on. Handoff up the middle for Trenton Holden, and he's got the seam, and he is down the sideline across the 50 to the 40, down to the 35, where he's finally brought down. A very early big run for Trenton Holden, first and 10 for the Warriors.
Big stop there by number 5, Aiden Weir, the junior. Duels as a running back and cornerback, and his cornerback speed came in there because that would have been a touchdown.
And we're going to get a jump offside. just a little bit of a lean forward trying to jump the snap. Grass Lake was very quick to the line there. So we get an offside penalty. We'll walk this one off 5 yards. Make it first and five from the 31-yard line.
5 yard penalty.
That's a big thing for Hanover Horton. They have to limit penalties if they want to sneak one out here.
Absolutely. Same formation as the first play. Snap to Farley. It's another give to Holden. He'll go right up the middle. Power run. And he's going to be close to the first down. Let's see if they give it to him here.
The ball carrier.
They will. Another first down. Make it first and 10.
Good stop there by a few comments, but the one I recognize is 54, the senior, Devin Moore. Uses linebacker strength right there. Good stop for the comments.
Back into the shotgun goes Fraley. Holden to his left this time. He'll take the snap, and it's another give to Holden right up the middle. He's still on his feet. He's going to get it down to the sideline, and he's still on his feet. Finally pushed out of bounds at the 9-yard line. First and goal very early on here, Joe, for the Warriors.
Yeah, they're pushing downfield right now. As we just hear, number 20, Gabe French, the junior safety with a touchdown saving tackle. Push him out of bounds. Looks like they're spotted at the 8, Jason, or 9?
Yeah, they are at the 9. Fraley's going to get the call here. He's got Andrew Stockton back with him in shotgun. Two receivers to his left, two to his right. And it's a fake bubble screen. And it's complete, but he won't get far. Gain of maybe 1 for Travis Firmaberg.
Big stop there by number 20, Gabe French. Back-to-back stops there. Big hit. Bubble screen kind of fell apart a little bit. The blockers weren't necessarily there, but French with a nice cleanup.
Three receiver set, shotgun. Stockton to his left. Thornton right behind. He'll take the ball and go nowhere. He is absolutely stuffed. He'll get a 1 yard loss on the carry. Make it third down and goal from the 9 now, Joe.
And there we see the kicker, Clay Sheffield, making the stop because he also plays linebacker, Jason. Good hit by him, and now we see a third and goal at the 9.
Another three receiver set, Holden to Fraley's left, Stockton to his right. Snap is away. Fake the handoff. He's going to get complete. That is Josh Sherwood on the catch. He'll get, call it 5. It'll be fourth and goal from the 4-yard line.
Very tough play there for the Warriors. They didn't exactly get the yards they wanted. They got 5 out of it, but good stop there by number 22, Wyatt Hill, the junior linebacker.
Sweep to Holden. He's going to get stuffed here, and he's going to be short of the end zone, and that's going to turn it over on downs. So a big-time stop from the 4-yard line.
Dave French and Jack Burbis made the stop.
Good stop there, Jason, just like we were talking pregame. If Hanover Horton wants a chance at jumping up in the Cascades Conference, defense has to be a factor. They were a little loose at the start of it, but as Grass Lake marched down the field, Hanover Horton picked it up.
That they are, and they will take over on downs. It'll be first and 10 from about the 2.5-yard line here, Joe.
It's going to be very tough for Hanover Horton, but we'll see if they can get out of this.
And we got a penalty flag down. Looks like this play is going to probably go against the Comets here.
See a false start here.
Illegal procedure on Hanover, so that's going to take them back half distance. Make it first and 10 from the 1.5, we'll call it. Garrett Gumper, the senior under center for the Comets this year. So first and 11. Snap is away. The handoff doesn't get far. Pile of bodies there in the middle. Make it second down.
Wyatt Hill, the ball carrier. He was stopped by
Wyatt Hill with the carry.
Defensive front.
As the public addresser there just said, the Grass Lake defensive front made that tackle. Excellent play there by Grass Lake's defensive front because we couldn't see who made it.
Quite literally everybody was in on that stop. Make it second down and 11, still from the 1-yard line. Two receivers set, three running backs behind him. He's just going to keep it himself. He's going to push forward. Forward momentum will get him out to about the 4-yard line for Garrett Gumper.
Garrett Gumper, the ball carrier.
Looked like yet again we had another Grass Lake defensive front with that stop there.
Warrior defensive front made the stop.
Third down and 8 for the Comets. Still no score here. 8 minutes and 40 seconds left to play in our first quarter here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hanover goes for back-to-back straight run plays. Not necessarily ideal, especially from the 2.5 and the 1.5 yard line. But something's got to give. 3rd and 8 on the 4. We'll see what happens.
Two backs in a pro set for them, and it looks like we're going to get this play waved off. Timeout, Hanover. So we will take a timeout ourselves. We will take a 30-second break and come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Hanover Horton getting set to make their way back into the formation here on K105.3's Football Frenzy. No score, 8:21 to go in our first quarter. Jason Smith and Joe Cassidy here with you. 3rd down and 8 from their own 4-yard line. They will take the snap. Back to pass is Gumper. He's going to get the out route incomplete in and out of the hands of Evan Keeter.
Gumper's pass incomplete. Intended for Evan Keeter.
Yeah, it looked like you had number 4, Jack Pine, the sophomore there, just in his shadows. Would have been a really good catch, but unfortunately couldn't hold on.
That'll make it 4th down and 8. And the return team for the punt return team for Grass Lake is out there. No indication that Hanover is going to punt. Now they will get into punt formation. Back deep to receive is Josh Sherwood for the Mounties. Back to punt is Trent Hochter. High snap. He'll get it away. End-over-end punt doesn't go far. It's going to take a bounce at the 21, and it'll take a Comet bounce and be down at the 22-yard line where the Warriors will take over with excellent field position, Joe.
Yeah, he tried his best to get off the get that ball off, but it looked like he just went through his cadence a little too early. Fortunately, the ball took about a 3-yard bounce in his favor, but still down at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, very little wind tonight here in Hanover Horton. It is chilly, though, as we are down into the mid-40s for our game time temperature today.
Fall is here, Jason.
It is very much here. Grass Lake will take over from their own 22-yard line. Their second possession of the game takes the snap. Farley looking to throw. He's got a man deep. He's going to go to the end zone. Incomplete. Just off the fingertips of Brandon Leithead, the senior.
You had number 8, Evan Keeter, on his tail. Was behind about 5 yards, but excellent trailing there.
Yeah, Leithead just out of the fingertips. A good ball there thrown by Carson Farley. If Leithead wasn't going to get it, nobody was getting it. So that'll make it 2nd and 10 from the 22, 8:01 to go. Now trips to the right for Carson Farley. He will take the snap and fakes the handoff, looking for the out route. He's got it. That's Sherwood, and he's going to be brought down at about the 20, or call it the 16-yard line.
Farley passed.
3rd down.
Josh Sherwood.
I see number 20, Gabe French, for Hanover Horton. He's been playing Madden lately because that was a big hit stick on there. Good stop for him.
Snaps a little bit high. He's going to go with the bubble screen. That is complete to Leithead. He's got some blockers, and the ball came loose. They're going to say down by contact on the ground, and he is down at the 9-yard line. That's going to make it a 1st down, 1st and goal from the 9.
Back-to-back stops there by Evan Keeter. Just excellent route reading on the defensive side. Looks like he is a defensive back and offense, E, whatever that is. Wish he was a receiver because he's excellent.
Farley rolling to his right. He's got a man. Throws. Touchdown. That is complete, and that is a touchdown for the Warriors.
Warriors touchdown.
That is Brandon Leithead.
From Carson Farley.
You know, Jason, if there's something I've learned, I apologize for cutting you off. If there's something I've learned over 25, almost 26 years of watching sports and loving sports, sometimes a turnover on downs is the best thing to happen to you.
You learn a lot that way, and that was Josh Sherwood on the reception, excuse me, not Brandon Leithead. So Farley to Sherwood, 4 yards for the score, pending the PAT. Grass Lake has an early lead here. Kick is up, nearly blocked. And that one is good.
Vernonburg's kick is good.
Make it 7-0 now for the Warriors. We'll take a one-minute break, and we will come back with the comments on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 7:17 to go in our first quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Grass Lake with a 4-yard touchdown pass from Carson Farley to Josh Sherwood has gotten the scoring underway. The Comets are getting set to return the kickoff. And the kick is away. And they actually have to backtrack to go get this one at about the 6-yard line. The return will go up to the 20, across the 20 to the 25-yard line is Aiden Weir for the Comets.
Look like number 4, William Higgins down there with a good stop for Grass Lake. Now kind of going back to what just happened, Jason, we saw a turnover on downs. Then we saw a couple flags. And then we saw a punt to the 22, and then we saw a touchdown. High school football.
First and 10 now for the Comets at the 26-yard line. Excuse me.
26-yard line.
Garrett Gumper under center. Three tailbacks with him. They'll go triple option. They'll hand it off, and they will sweep out to the right-hand side. That is the big man right there. That's Trent Hochter, and he's going to get across the 50 to the 46-yard line. Big run by Trent Hochter. Flag on the play, though.
Brought down by Ethan Allen.
Number 24, Ethan Allen there, the senior linebacker in on that stop. A couple more Warriors were trailing him, but excellent job.
There was a penalty flag on the play.
Still awaiting to see what the call is from the officials. The flag is down at about the 44-yard line of the Comets. And they will walk it off from there. It is a spot foul. 10-yard infraction.
That's unfortunate because that just erased a phenomenal run down the side.
Yeah, Hochter with a fantastic run. That 3 tailback formation.
Holding against the Comets.
It is a holding call. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Harper Creek 7, Lumen Christie nothing.
First and 10 Comets from the 34-yard line.
Comets will have a first down nonetheless. And it looks like we're getting a conversation on the sideline between the Grass Lake coaching staff and the officials, trying to get some clarification here on the infraction. And still keeping an eye on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We'll deliver those to you as they come in. As we just mentioned, Harper Creek leads Lumen Christie 7-0 early in the second quarter there.
You know, Jason, the Comets got to be pretty relieved that they started at the 25-yard line rather than the 2.
Yeah, definitely. That's some feel-good when you got a little bit of green behind you that isn't the end zone. 7:01 to go here in our first quarter. Garrett Gumper breaks his huddle. The clock will begin. Clock ticking down. Two backs behind him in the I formation. He's going to roll to his left, look to throw. He's got a man deep and incomplete. No flags. Everything is clear. He was looking for Gabe French on the play.
Intended for Gabe French.
Looked like you had number 7, Travis Furmanberg, there, trailing heavy. If he would have stretched out a little more, he would have had a chance at it. Just a little overthrown, though.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Columbia Central leads Dundee 6-0 in their game. 6:50 to go now. Make it 2nd down and 10 for the Comets.
I'd like to give a big shout-out to GOC, by the way.
Yes, GOC feeding us the out-of-town scoreboard. Sometimes the very, very, very out-of-town scoreboard. But a big thank you to Greg O'Connor for helping us out with that. Quickly to the line, and they will get the playoff just before the delay of game, and it's going to be a run that goes absolutely nowhere. Hochter on the carry. He's going to lose 2 yards. Make it 3rd and 12.
Wyatt Hill, the ball carrier.
Excuse me, Wyatt Hill, the carrier on that one.
Look, you had number 54, Evan Stuckey there, the senior for Grass Lake, in there doing his thing for his Warriors. Good stop for him. Loss of 1.
Third and 11 from the 33. Shotgun formation for Gumper. He will take the snap. Three receivers, and he's going to give it to Hochter up the middle. And he's not going to get far. And forward momentum is going to take him to about the 35.
Stuckey in there again, back-to-back plays. Couldn't make out the other individual. I believe that was Ethan Allen or Cody Romine, number 24 for Grass Lake. But overall, good stop, only allowing 2 yards for that. Fourth and 9.
Fourth down and 9, punt formation back. Hochter getting set to punt it away here. Grass Lake sends back Sherwood to return. Punt is away. Much better punt than last time. Spiraling punt taken at the 21-yard line, and that is going to be a big seam. He's going to get up to about the 40 on the return. That is Braden Leithead taking the punt.
Big Steve, big speed, big block by number 22, Wyatt Hill there for Hanover Wharton.
So the punt team does their job and does it well, flips the field position game. First and 10 from the 40 for the Warriors with 5 and 26 to play. The Warriors continue to lead this one 7 to nothing early on here in K105.3 Football Frenzy. Our first quarter, as always, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. And I can attest to that because they opened my drain a few years ago. And it still is going strong.
I am not surprised, Jason.
They do awesome work. Handoff is up the middle. And he's going to get a little bit of forward momentum. That is Trenton Holden on the carry. Won't get far. Gain of about 3.
Looked like 44, Clay Sheffield there. And Wyatt Hill in there. Number 44 and 22, respectively, for Hanover. Only a couple yards on there. Good stop for Hanover.
Grass Lake quickly back to the line, and we're going to get a false start penalty on the Grass Lake Warrior offense. That's going to push them back 5. Moved just a little bit on the early side.
You know, I said it earlier, Jason, when it comes to Hanover Wharton, they have to watch the penalties, but Grass Lake also has to watch the penalties.
5-yard penalty.
Because this game can be flipped because of penalties.
Yeah, absolutely. 4:55 to go on our clock here. 7-0 is our score. Fraley, wide open man. That is Ferneberg, and he's going to get the first down and then some. Knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. So across the 50 now for the Warriors.
Big, big hit by number 20, Gabe French. Big hit earlier, big hit there. Didn't necessarily save a touchdown there, but definitely saved his other defender, who I couldn't make out, from a little more work there.
Quickly back to the line are the Warriors. 4 receivers set. Farley looking to throw, fakes the bubble screen, and now they're going to look long. He's going to roll out to his left and just tuck it and run. He's going to get about a yard on the play, make it 2nd down and about 9.
Absolutely manhandled by number 54, Devin Moore, the senior linebacker. Grabbed him, twisted him, put him on the ground. Textbook tackle there by Hanover.
Back to that 4 receiver set for the Warriors. Farley with a man in motion. He's going to take the snap. It's jet sweep. And he's going to tuck it and take off. He's going to get down to the 35, close to the first down.
Cason Gray, the ball carrier.
That is Cason Gray, the junior.
It looked like number 5, Aiden Weir, there.
Aiden Weir made the tackle.
On the tackle. Excellent job for him.
3rd down and 1 for the Warriors. 3 receivers set to Farley's left. He's going to take the snap out of the shotgun, fakes the give, and gets it out to Leithead. He's got it complete. He's going to get across the 30 to the 29-yard line. That's a 1st down and a little bit extra. 1st down for the Warriors with 3:44 to play in our first quarter.
You know something I'm really starting to learn here, Jason? Just 16 seconds into this game. Number 20, Gabe French, likes to hit hard.
Yes, he does. We do have a comment down on the field. Training team headed out to take a peek at him. We'll see how things go for him. Don't have a number as of yet. While we have a brief break in the action here, We will remind you to head over to K1053.com/schoolspirit. Register to win $1,053 on K105.3 Football Frenzy, courtesy of CP Financial Credit Union. And, who couldn't use $1,053, Joe?
I know I could.
I definitely could as well. I wish we were eligible to win that. Our Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard, thanks to GOC Clinton leading Blissfield 7-0 in the early stages of that game. Other games around the area we'll be keeping an eye on. Jackson at Pinckney, Northwest at Marshall, Dundee at Columbia Central, Western taking on Three Rivers in Three Rivers, Manchester at East Jackson, and Riverview Gabriel Richard at Napoleon. So those are some of the games we'll be keeping half an eye on for our Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard. Meanwhile, here, first quarter in our game, 3:44 to play for Minuteman Sewer and Drain in our first quarter. And the Comets injury, the injured player has made his way off the field. Looks like he's going to head over to the trainer's table. Meanwhile, on the field, shotgun, four receiver set, bubble screen is complete, and they're going to get a first down and then some. He is off to the races. Nobody's going to catch him. That is a touchdown for Travis Furmenberg on the bubble screen.
Jason, I knew as soon as 22 Wyatt Hill, who just unfortunately was escorted off with the help of one of his coaches and the athletic trainer to the bench, that was going to be a big hit, and it just proved right there because that was some miscommunication there on Comets defense to leave it wide open.
Yeah, they went right after him on that play, right where he would have been in the, on the field.
Furmenberg,
getting some attention on his leg here as Furmenberg will attempt the PAT. Kick is up. And good. Make it 14-0. Grass Lake leads. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with Hanover Horton on offense on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. First quarter, 3:27 to go. Grass Lake leads it 14-0. Hanover Horton on the return for the kick. And they're going to take it out to about the 25-yard line for the Comets. That is Aiden Weir on the return.
Furmenberg's kick.
I wish I could see who was on that Grass Lake tackle, but I'm going to take a page out of the book of the public addresser here and say the Grass Lake Warrior special teams front.
Yes, there you go. That works. So the Comets head back out on offense for the third time in this first quarter. Punts in both of their first two possessions here.
First and 10 Comets.
Garrett Gumper sets the ball down. As you know, during these COVID restrictions, each team has to use their own ball. So Garrett Gumper puts the ball down at the line of scrimmage and then heads to the huddle. He'll get in the shotgun formation, four receiver set. One tailback behind him. They're going to take the snap, and it is a handoff. That is Hochter up the middle.
Trent Hochter, the ball.
He'll get about a yard, maybe two, on the spot.
Evan Stuckey made the tackle.
Stuckey in there for the tackle for Grass Lake. Wasn't much going in the first place. Pickup of two, but Stuckey, excellent job there for the Warriors.
2:55 to go in our first quarter now for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. Hanover Horton starting the third drive of this game for them. Shotgun formation for Garrett Gumper, the senior quarterback for the Comets. Four receivers set. He's going to look to throw. Blitz coming. He's going to roll out to his left. He's going to fire down the field and jump ball. It is caught. First down by the Comets. What a fantastic grab by Evan Keeter. First and 10 now from the 49-yard line.
Jason, that was literally textbook 50-50 ball. Excellent job for Hanover coming down with that. But number five, Josh Sherwood for Grass Lake, had his hands on it as well. Literally a 50-50 ball.
Evan Keeter just snatched it away. First and 10 for the Comets across the 50 for the first time today. There's a fake give to Hochter. Nowhere for Gumper to go. He's going to get swallowed up, and that is a big loss back to the 48. So just like that, they're into positive territory, and it's all erased on a blown play.
We see Thomas Spence there. You're not going to believe this. A freshman?
Well, all right. Hey, do your thing, freshman. 1:55 to go in the first quarter here. 14-0 our score on K105.3's Football Frenzy. Gumper back into the shotgun. Four receiver set. Hochter to his left. He will take the snap. Bobbles a little bit. He's going to roll to his left. Still nowhere to go. Under pressure. And he's got to get rid of that football. And he can't do it. And he is going to take a huge loss back to the 30-yard line.
Ethan Allen made the tackle.
Ethan Allen on his tail the whole entire time. Huge, huge mistake. They're not getting rid of the ball. I think Hanover has just proved with that big first play by Keeter that their wide receivers are more than capable. I don't understand why you keep trying to run draws and run options when your receivers can catch. But here we see a massive loss.
1:08 to go here in our first quarter. Back under center goes Gumper. Back into that I formation. He's going to look to throw, then gives it on the delay. That is Hochter. He's going to get the corner, still on his feet. He's going to get to the 40, get some of this yardage back, down to the 42-yard line for the Comets. That's going to make it fourth down and about a mile and a half.
Fourth and long for the Comets.
Excellent stop there by Grass Lake. Still trying to see the scoreboard to see what they're going to put on the board for yardage.
I don't think they can put a lot on there. I think it's just numbers. Fourth and 18.
Pick up a 14. There we go.
20 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter, and they're going to need to get this playoff. There they go. The back judge is starting to count it off. And it looks, will they get the playoff? They will not. That's going to be a delay of game penalty, and that's going to push them back another 5 yards. 6.7 seconds left on the clock.
In college and in the NFL, that's something that is very, very common for an offense to be still be on the field, to take that delay of game call. But they're on that 4th and 18. I don't see what the point was to hit that call because you're on the 38-yard line, your own 38-yard line. Still got a lot of green behind you. If you're going to run the play, run the play.
Yeah, and if you would have punted it away, you might have had a little bit more advantageous field position defensively for you. And that will round out the clock on our first quarter. 14-0 is our score. Grass Lake leads Hanover. We'll take a one-minute break, come back with our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard and the second quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Start of our second quarter. Hanover punts the ball away for the third time. 14-0. Grass Lake leads this one. And we'll get quick to our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard while they change sides here. Onstead and Hudson tied at 7. Lumen Christie has scored a touchdown. It is now 7-6 Harper Creek in that one. Clinton leads Blissfield 7-0. Columbia Central is leading Dundee 6-0. First and 10 now for the Warriors. The handoff up the middle. Big time run, still on his feet. And he's going to get close to the first down. We'll see where they spot it. That's Trenton Holden on the carry.
Holden, the ball carrier. Landon LaBelle made the tackle.
Big number 78 on Landon LaBelle, the junior defensive tackle, and they're on the great stop.
There's another give up the middle. That's Holden one more time. He's going to get another big-time gain of about 8 on the play. Make it second down and 2 as they are across the 50-yard line now at the 42-yard line.
Devin Moore in on the tackle.
Devin Moore in on the tackle there. The number 54 senior linebacker.
Second and 2.
Two tailbacks behind Fraley in the shotgun formation. He will fake the give to Holden. He's going to get forced out of the pocket. Throws a little high. He'll make the catch for the first down and then some. Down around the 31-yard line. Marley that is Brandon Leithead. Braden Leithead, excuse me.
Great pressure there by number 71, Jack Burmis. I couldn't ask for anything better if you're the defensive coordinator, but excellent tackle there by number 8, Evan Keeter, just pulling him to the ground.
Holden and Stockton with Fraley in the backfield. Shotgun formation, three receiver set, two to his right. He will give the ball to Stockton, and he'll get a couple on the first and 10 play. Make it second down and about seven. 10:35 to go here in our second quarter.
Clay Sheffield made the tackle.
Clay Sheffield wears many, many hats on this Hanover-Horton team and just picked up a tackle for his team.
And we're going to get a penalty here. Hanover could not get their player off the field in time. They're going to get a penalty for too many men. That's the problem with the Warrior offense. Not only are they high-powered, but they move very, very fast. You have to be ready.
Warriors understood what was going on. I feel like the coach was trying to count the cadence a little bit quicker than normal just because he saw that late substitution. Excellent play overall, or excellent overall there by the offense there for Grass Lake.
5-yard penalty, trips to the right for Fraley on second down and about two. He's got a man open complete. That is Sherwood on the catch. He'll get it down to the 18-yard line. Make it first and 10.
I'm just going to start calling this tackle the Gabe French special because Gabe French in on that tackle literally just swings him around and drops him to the ground.
Quickly getting the play one more time is Fraley. Farley takes the snap, four receiver set for him. He's got a man open just out of the outstretched arm of Travis Furnaberg. Making second down and 10.
We hear the frustration next door to us, Jason, as the coaching staff for Grass Lake are up there. Wide open, honestly. Number three, Seth Daly, about 5 yards behind him. A little overthrown, but there could have been a play on that ball.
Yeah, he was wide open, too, just a little bit overthrown by Carson Farley. Shotgun formation, trips to his left. Farley looking to throw, blitz coming, and he's going to get sacked. Brought down at the 26-yard line.
Big, big sack there by number 71, Jack Burmis. He's been reading that offensive line all night, and he was rewarded there by that big-time sack.
Yeah, he's been back there just giving Farley all kinds of fits all night. Finally picks up the sack there, and that'll make it third down and about 20, we'll call it. Let's see how close I am to that, 22. Three receivers to the left for Farley, and again, this time they're going to get the screen pass. He's going to get tripped up at the 21, rather. That is Holden on the reception.
Tripped up there by number 44, Clay Sheffield. Didn't get much on that tackle, but got just enough to pull him down.
That'll make it fourth down and about 12. And this is apparently four down territory for the Warriors. They're going to go for it here. Fourth down and 12, Holden the lone tailback behind him. Four receivers, two to his left, two to his right for Farley. And they're going to wave off the penalty flag that was thrown.
I didn't even see
the flag go
fourth
down.
And 12.
Fourth down and 12. Clock is running, 8:39 to go here. And we're going to get a timeout from the Hanover sideline. So with 8:37 to go in our second quarter, Hanover will take a timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. And, Joe, we were a little concerned that the offense might get a little carried away. Hanover did a pretty good job of keeping them in check. They didn't let them get too far out in front in that first quarter.
Yeah, that's first quarter. I mean, second quarter's a different story. Of course, all four quarters are different stories. I gotta scratch my head for 2 seconds at the going for fourth and 12. But honestly, the way their offense has been playing and their defense has been playing, you're trusting your defense to make the stops if you don't convert on this, and you're trusting your offense enough to say, hey, we're on the 19-yard line, it's 4th and 12, we need to the 7-yard line to get the first down, but we have guys that can get that touchdown.
Yeah, three consecutive punts for the Comets as well. Really, 4th down territory, you've got them pinned back in their own territory pretty deep, and so it makes sense to go for it here. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard while we wait for Grass Lake to take the field. Marshall leads Northwest 14-7 in their game. Warriors back. Fourth down and 12. Farley takes the snap on the four receiver set. Holden going to get the block. He's going to go looking for the end zone, and it's going to be
interception! Number 20, French. He's at the 10, at the 20, down the sideline. He's at the 30, 35. Pushed out.
What an interception.
Wow.
Farley threw it into triple coverage, and that's what happens when you throw into triple coverage.
Jason, I feel these bleachers just a-going. You're putting your mic out there just to hear the cowbells. Welcome to Hanover Country. Welcome to Comet Country. Great interception there by number 20, Gabe French. Brings it out to the 35-yard line. Excellent field position. I'm excited for this next series.
That Comet defense comes up huge on a big 4th-and-12 play. And we've got some, they haven't moved the sticks yet, and the officials are having a little confab. We'll see what this is all about here. And they're going to walk this one off somewhere. I'm not really sure. Still haven't seen a call yet.
I don't understand what they're doing, Jason. He definitely didn't step out until
he
the 35.
Not. Yeah, he was not out of bounds until the 35-yard line, so unless... I'm not really sure. Unless by rule it's a touchback? I don't know.
There's no way that's a touchback.
Unless he accidentally kneeled or something when he was coming down with the ball.
But he didn't.
I don't know. I'm trying to get some kind of idea of why they could be setting this ball at the 20-yard line. I formation for the Comets. Gumper will pitch it out, and it's a reverse. And he's got room. He's across the 30 to the 40. And down around midfield, we'll see where they spot it. That is Gabe French. So he'll put it across the 50 himself. He doesn't care where they spot the football. Down at the 49, 8 and 10 to go in our first half.
Number 5, Josh Shower in there for the great tackle. Wasn't necessarily touchdown saving because they're at the 49-yard line. That's a lot of real estate to march down to get some scores. But still excellent. Had him for another 4 or 5 yards, stop that in his tracks.
Absolutely. Three back set for the Comets. They will give it to French one more time, and he's not really going to go anywhere. Clock's going to stay running across the 40, or excuse me, across the 50. They will stay at the 49-yard line. And really, Joe, this is about as far as they've been into enemy territory. They can get to about the 49, 45, somewhere in there, and then they just start heading backwards.
Yeah, I got to think something's got to give, man. Something has to give. Coach Deliane is trying to draw something up, trying to figure out what he can do to keep on marching down the field after these great drives.
Second down and 10, 7 and 20 to play. The handoff is to Hochter. He's got a seam, and he's going to get up to the 40. First down, and finally just shoved out of bounds at the 39-yard line.
Shoelace there by number 5, Josh Sherwood, and pushed out there by number 24, Ethan Allen. I mean, not much more you could ask for.
By Ethan Allen.
Looks like, is that going to be a first down, or are they going to count that as a third and inches?
Yeah, they're going to call it third and short for Hochter. Last year, 1,000-yard rusher for the Comets, and they're just going to keep it themselves. And they're going to get a whistle before the snap. We'll see what the call is here. There was no flag thrown. Yeah, they're going to ask for a measurement here. Based on the spot, it's really, really close, so they'll get the chain gang out here.
I got to give it to them.
If it's close, I'm
giving him the first down.
It's real, real close here. 7:12 to go in our second quarter now.
I know you're not supposed to give a field position just by effort, but, I mean, Hochter, he's a big body. He was moving bodies offensively and defensively, pushing his own guys forward for what I thought was going to be 11 yards, but they're counting it at 9 in about 3/4.
Chain gang is out. The officials will pull the chains tight, and just short by literal inches. Make it third down and very, very, very short.
Think of a Subway 6-inch sandwich. It's shorter than that.
It's shorter than that by far. Third down and 1 from the 39-yard line. 7:12 to go in our first half. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. DeWitt leads Okemos 22-0. Mason over St. John's 21-0. And there's the push on the keeper by Garrett Gumper. He's going to get
Garrett
the first
Gumper
down.
The
no need to measure this one. He got it by plenty.
Grass Lake defensive front there. Good stop. They are going to wear the first down. Picked up about two there.
That's all they needed.
He needed less than a 6-inch sandwich from Subway, man.
I told you.
Can you tell I'm hungry?
Right? I did see somebody with some pizza boxes down there, so I'm thinking maybe they have pizza.
Hopefully they have some Schmiddle Schmeezers. I'm not going to shout them out until we get sponsored.
Now, big thanks to the Hanover Horton crew out here. John Denny, Perry Dillian, they always take good care of us out here. We're always very well treated. First and 10 for the Comets. Plus territory. They're going to give it to Hochter, and he's going to go up the middle. He's got a seam, and he is off to the races. He's going to get tripped up at about the 18, make it the 17-yard line. Big first down run for Trent Hochter.
That's definitely a touchdown-saving shoelace tackle there by number 5, Josh Sherwood. You couldn't ask for anything more if your head coach, Randy Cole, for Grass Lake, I mean, besides a stronger defensive front. But, I mean, at least you had big Josh Sherwood, the senior, in there to stop that.
Give it to Hochter. He lost the football. It's still loose.
On the ground.
He's going to fall on it, and it looks like Hanover's going to retain possession. But a busted play will make it second down and 10.
No gain on
just looked like he had his eyes ahead of the ball,
yeah,
you know, into that open space that was there before he brought it down. But way to stay on that.
Down to 5 minutes and 35 seconds now for the Comets. Second down and 10. Garrett Gumper gets the play from the sidelines. He will let his crew know. They go under center, I formation. Hochter is the tailback, and a little bit of jump on the offense or on the defensive line by the Warriors, and we're going to get a timeout by the Comets. So we'll take a 30-second break while the Comets talk over this second and 10 play on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Kevin 5.3 Football Frenzy. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy here with you. 5:21 to play in our first half. Grass Lake leads Hanover 14-0. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Portland leads in their game against Lansing Catholic 14-0. Lumen has now jumped out to a 13-7 lead over Battle Creek Harper Creek. Both of those teams 1-1. Our game right now, Grass Lake 2-0, and they lead 14-0 over 1-1 Hanover Horton. Hanover getting set for a second down and 10 from the Grass Lake 17. Looks like it'll be an I formation for Gumper.
I got to think that they're getting points out of this no matter what.
Back to pass is Gumper. He's looking on the out route. He's got it. Oh, and they're signaling incomplete just out of the hands of Evan Keeter.
Josh Sherwood there again. Trailing deep. He was on a 6. Should have been a catch, but excellent defensive coverage there by Sherwood.
Yeah, just a little bit overthrown by Gumper. Third down and 10 on the incompletion.
That's a really fun name.
Garrett Gumper, the senior quarterback. His backup, his younger brother, Gavin. And the give is, whoa, big tackle by the head. Hochter brought down by his head. Literally grabbed the side of his helmet and brought him down. No flag on the play.
There, you can definitely hear the Hanover faithful here screaming at the refs for something. But number 42, Trenton Holden, got a hold of him for a 4-yard stop.
So Trent Hochter goes nowhere. In fact, he'll take a 4-yard loss on that play. And they will set up for the field goal unit. Nope, never mind. Well, maybe. A little bit of confusion there, so they'll set up for the a field goal at try.
Trent Hochter to attempt
yes,
the
no,
field
yes,
goal.
Yes, no, yes, no.
They were kind of all over the place there. And spot is down. Kick is no good.
And the kick
just
is
didn't
good.
Get a good opportunity. Looks like they didn't have time to get it set the way they wanted it to. A little bit of an early snap, so the field goal is no good. Grass Lake will take over following the missed field goal try. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in our first half. And the best field position that Hanover has had all night, Joe.
Jason, I really got to think that there was a tip on that as well. It didn't look like the cadence was necessarily right, but I'm not going to take anything away from Grass Lake's defense because they had a great stand in that special teams defense on that goal line stance. Not goal line, I'm sorry. The field goal block team, just excellent job penetrating that offensive line.
Farley from the shotgun, another bubble screen play. It is complete. And they're going to get about 7 yards on the completion there. That's Braden Leithead.
Brought down by number 8, Evan Keeter.
Very quickly back to the line, and another bubble screen out wide. Travis Furnaberg, he's going to pick it up and get across the 30, almost to the 35. They're going to spot it. Oh, they're going to spot it at the 35. First down and 10 now for the Warriors. As they are moving quickly. 3 minutes, 54 seconds now to go in our first half.
Push out there, number 3, Seth Daly, on the Comet sideline.
Stay tuned for our halftime show. We'll get you caught up on Tri-County Water Out-of-Town Scoreboard this week in the MHSAA. Farley, it's a give up the middle. And he's got a big gain of about 8 on the first down play. That's Trent Holden on the carry.
Holding the ball carrier.
Looked like number 20, Gabe French, was leading that Gabe pack French. Of comments.
And Max
comments. Wow, I cannot speak. I'm so sorry, Jason, listeners.
You're fine, buddy.
But French there leading the comments defense stop
seven
there.
Quickly back to the line. 4 receivers set for the Warriors. Yet another bubble screen to Sherwood. And he's going to actually take a loss on this play. Barley might spot him back at the line of scrimmage.
And Josh Sherwood.
They're actually going to give him one on that
Gabe
one.
French made the tackle.
Okie doke.
I didn't see a 1 yard gain there.
It looked like a 1 yard loss, but MHSA.com if I disagree.
I mean, forward momentum. Another stop there by Gabe French.
Yeah. Farley with 4 receivers still behind him, and the give is to Holden, and he is going to go up the middle. Scratch that. That is not Holden. That's Stockton on the carry. He's going to get the first down.
Big stop by big number 78, Landon LaBelle.
He is a big boy. Look at him.
Made the tackle.
Good for him. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go.
First and 10, Grass Lake.
Whatever they have in the water out here, I need some.
Right? You and me both. Farley takes the snap on the shotgun. The bubble screen is not available to him. He's going to look deep. Throws into double coverage and incomplete. Looks like he was intended for Kaysen Gray on the play.
Great pass deflection there by the senior cornerback, Garrett Gumper. If his hand isn't there, that's 6.
Yeah, it looked like Gray had a couple of hands on it, and Gumper just punched it away. Made sure that was an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to go. And we're walking back a penalty here. Haven't seen the signal. Looks like it was a holding. Yep, sure was. So we'll make it second down and 15 now. And they will be at the 42-yard line. Farley into the shotgun. He'll have Trips to his left, and he will have Trenton Holden to his right along with Travis Furnaberg out wide. Warriors in their white jerseys with blue pants, all red for the Comets today. Bubble screen. Nice little pick there, and that is complete. Cross the 50 down to the 45 and across the 45 to the 43-yard line. Kaysen Gray with the completion.
Robert Ludwig and as well as big number 20, Gabe French in there on the stop. Not necessarily a touchdown saving, but definitely saved a lot of yards there.
Third down and manageable 5 yards for the Warriors. They will take the snap. And it is Holden. He's going to make a juke, get across the first down marker, and a little bit more down to the 35-yard line. 2 minutes exactly on our clock here as we wind down towards the end of the first half. Warriors continue to lead 14-0.
Let's get it up for a Warriors first down.
99, Trent Hawker there for the stop.
Farley with 3 receivers to his right. And they fake it, give it to Sherwood. He's got about 5 and a penalty flag down. Flag down on the far side near the play.
We'll await the verdict, but before that verdict, number 12, Robert Ludwig, in there for the stop.
Looked like an illegal block in the back was the signal from the referee. So this one's going to walk it way back.
Robert Ludwig made the tackle.
10-yard penalty makes it first down and 20.
Holding against the Warriors.
Now they are going to whistle it as a hold. And Hanover looking to quickly get off the field. They will. Almost had another too many men penalty. Farley looks to throw just out of the outstretched hands of number five, Josh Sherwood. Nobody really around him for a yard or two there, Joe.
I was just looking at that, Jason. Closest comment was number 13, Joe Van, and yet he was still a few yards to the side. That was just overthrown.
Yeah.
If you're Gumper, you gotta bring that ball down.
Yep. He's got Farley had all day to make that throw, and he had a wide open receiver. 1 minute 41 to go in the half. The Warriors across the 50, second down and 20 now. The give is to Sherwood. He's got room to run. Fumble!
Interception! Number two, Gavin Gumper.
Gavin Gumper, the ball just pops right out of Sherwood's hands into Gumper's awaiting arms. He's like, look what I found.
I don't know.
To the races he was.
I don't know if you call that a fumble or interception. Looked like a fimberception.
I don't know what that. It literally popped out of his hands like a pass. And Gavin Gumper, the younger of the Gumper brothers there, makes the grab, good hands, and that was kind of a, I don't think he was ready, he just kind of a look what I found, and then he picked up a couple extra yards when it landed in his lap. I think at first and 10 with 90 seconds to go here for the Comets. A little bit of momentum on their side, they're going to have to hurry. Gumper under center, two receivers to his right. The give is to Hochter, and he's going to go nowhere. He's actually going to take a bit of a loss. Forward momentum will get him maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Clock is running for the Comets, and I believe they have used all of their timeouts.
They indeed have, and they used them all very, very early. First one came about 3 minutes into the game, and then the other two just kind of trickled, as we heard there by the wonderful public announcer. Yet another Grass Lake Warrior defensive front stop there, because we cannot see who's in on that.
They've been all over Hochter in this one. Gumper under center. He will take the snap. Looks to throw. Crossing routes here. They've got a man on the post. Just overthrown. Intended for Gabe French.
Gumper's pass incomplete. Intended for Gabe French.
That'll stop the clock with 51.2 seconds.
With the coverage.
Number seven, Travis Furnenberg. They're in hopper suit. But French just has to stretch out a little more.
Yeah, that was a slightly overthrown, but it looked like French might have an extra gear there. Furnenberg was doing a great job shadowing him.
There was some space created, though.
Yes, there was a little bit of separation headed that way. Third down and 10, 51.2 on the clock. Two receivers to the left for Gumper. And he's going to be forced to go to his left. He's being chased by Warriors. Ball is away. French, did he get it? Waiting for the signal, and they're going to say it's a completed ball. First down at the 36-yard line, 42.2 seconds to go here in the half. The Comets have a little bit of momentum.
I like to believe in good karma, good chances, and, you know, right place at the right time. Referee was very far off of that, and the ball and the catch was made in front of the Hanover sideline, so referee honestly had no choice there but to call a completed catch.
Clock is running, 32 seconds to go now. Gumper going to roll to his left. He's going to look long. He's got a man deep. It's his younger brother, and just incomplete. Intended for Gavin Gumper. 25.4 to go now in our half. They were looking for the home run there.
I got to think they're going to be talking about it tonight at home. Why can you throw that a little more under?
Just a little shorter. Just out of his outstretched hands there. But he had the post route all day long. And that was an easy six had that been a completed ball. And you can tell Garrett Gumper, the senior quarterback, a little bit upset with himself on that throw. Second and 10 now. Shotgun formation for Garrett Gumper. Snap is away. Clock is running. Gumper looks to throw. Looks right. Looks left. He's got the man on the post and just overthrown. intended for Gavin Gumper, who had space again.
Intended for Gavin Gumper.
Firmaberg just couldn't quite hang with him on that post route.
That's not taking anything away from young man Travis Firmaberg. He's done excellent job keeping the younger of the Gumpers contained. But, you know, I don't know. You know, Gavin's open. Garrett's just got to make it a little more under.
Yeah, third down and 10, 19.2 seconds to go. No timeouts for the Comets, threatening here in plus territory. And there's the ball snapped away. He's pressured, and he's just going to throw this ball away. Incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 12.1 seconds. That'll make it fourth and 10, Joe.
Pressure there by number 63, Josh Clausen. Excellent job by that young man, just in hot pursuit of Gumper.
Comets have been threatening.
Now we do see a fourth and 10. Kind of wonder what they do, because this would be a 46-yard field goal, Jason, and I was seeing I was seeing Sheffield hit them at 45 in pregame, so.
Yeah, they're going to go for it. Shotgun formation. Hochter will line up on the right side of Gumper. Three receiver set. Takes the snap, and he's going to roll to his right. He's going to have a man. He's got to get that ball off. Incomplete. And that will be a turnover on downs with 5.5 seconds to go. Intended for Trent Hochter. Or excuse me, intended for Trevor Reynolds.
Gumper's pass incomplete.
Not much done there. Yeah, excellent field position, man.
Yeah.
Back-to-back drives where you just get phenomenal field position. And if it's supposed to happen the way it's supposed to happen, it's a 14-14 ball game right now.
That it is indeed. Turnover on downs will make it first and 10 for the Warriors, leading 14-0 with 5.5 to go in our half. Shotgun formation. They are not looking to just down this clock out. The Warriors will also get the ball back at the start of the second half. They will run the ball, and he'll get a first down and then some across the 50 to the 45. Down to the 42-yard line is Trenton Holden, and that will end our first half. Joe, Hanover had some moments where they looked really, really good, but then they had some moments where they just could not quite get in sync.
Jason, if you're I don't know what else, you know, what else to say besides if you're Coach Deliane, you're talking to guys in the locker room saying, what the heck just happened? We had back-to-back opportunities where there should have been touchdowns. You had back-to-back, literal back-to-back plays where Garrett was looking for Gavin, the younger brother. Just nothing was there. Overthrown back-to-back times. Going for it on that fourth and 10. You got a kicker that can make that field goal. Could have got points on the board before halftime.
Yeah.
But here we are. Grass Lake's up 14-0.
Yeah, pretty intense half there. They kept Grass Lake in check, which is what you need to do to stay competitive in these games with a very high-potent Grass Lake Warrior offense. And so you had touchdowns from Josh Sherwood. The 4-yard catch got things underway with the scoring. 27-yard touchdown reception for Travis Firmaberg and Carson Farley. Two touchdown passes in this game, and the run game has been really solid. Trenton Holden and Andrew Stockton with that two-headed attack there has looked really good for Grass Lake, rather. Hanover's offense has looked okay. They just can't keep it sustained, Joe.
You know, it seems like me being a lifetime Detroit Lions fan just keeps bite me in the face time and time again, no matter where I'm at, no matter what I do. It's just like the Lions, man. Hanover had back-to-back excellent chances, back-to-back drives, and then actual back-to-back plays where Garrett was looking for Gavin, younger brother, and just could not connect. There needs to be some changes. Their defense was hit and miss, hot and cold. Grass Lake, they've stayed very consistent, given the score is only 14-0, and they've had a lot more chances than that. But just by the tightened-up defense, that fumble interception that happened. Excellent play there. And then that actual interception there by French in the end zone that I still don't know why they took off 15 yards there. But, I mean, your defense is starting to play hot. I hope they keep this momentum.
Yeah, definitely. We are looking forward to the second half, and hopefully Hanover can come out with some fire, put some points on the board, and really give Grass Lake a run for their money, just like they did in the first half. As we continue to count down our halftime clock, we will take a quick five-minute break, get you this week in MHSAA. We will come back with the Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard and the start of the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Second half about to begin here on Moscow Road. The Hanover Horton Comets trailing the visiting Grass Lake Warriors 14-0 in our K105.3 Football Frenzy tilt, as the Comets will get set to kick things off to the Warriors to start our second half. And Joe, the score probably a little bit closer than we anticipated, but Hanover has done a fantastic job defensively.
Yeah, like I said, remember just a halftime hit. Hanover's defense has been very hot and cold, and they just got to stay hot. They ended on a pretty hot note, and hopefully they can keep that momentum. Their offense just has to pick things up. You have very, very capable wide receivers and tight ends. You need to utilize them. You can't do draws up the, you know, or jet sweeps, you know, every other play or every play, especially on first, second, and third down. You gotta find the guys open. You gotta throw 50-50 balls to really challenge that Warrior defense, because it's 50-50 ball.
Travis Furnenberg will get set to kick off for the Warriors. Back to receive is Gabe French for the Comets, and our second half is underway. Kick is a little bit on the short side, returned by Robert Ludwig. He's going to get across the 30. Forward momentum will take him to about the 32.
Furnenberg's kick.
And they're going to spot him actually just right at the 30. All right, then. First and 10 for the Comets from the 30-yard line. Back under center, Garrett Gumper, the senior quarterback for the Comets. They will be moving right to left on your radio dial to start this third quarter. Donning their all-red uniforms quickly to the line. Two receivers to his right is Gumper. He's got two backs in the I formation. The give is to Hochter. He's going to go right up the middle, get across the 35 to the 37. That'll make it second down and about three.
Great stop there by number 54, Evan Stuckey, as well as number 24, Ethan Allen. A couple of Warriors that we've been calling all night long because they've been so crucial to their defense. Great stop for them.
I formation, two tight ends for the Comets. The give is to Hochter. He's going to go wide on the right side. He's got a seam and the first down still on his feet. Across the 45 to the 47-yard line, gain of 10. And a Comet first down with 11 and 20 to go here in our third quarter.
Ethan Allen
there on back-to-back plays. That's a name we'll continue to call tonight because he's been very, very big for his Warrior defense.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Blissfield up on Clinton 14-0. Two receivers to the left. It's a pitch to Hochter. He's got the seam. He's going to get a gain of about two, it looks like. He'll get up to the 48-yard line. Make it second down and about eight.
Tackled by a gaggle of Warriors.
As we hear a gaggle of Warriors, but it looked like number 77, Connor Kellerman, leading that. Sounds like the public addresser is stealing a couple of my lines, but that's okay. We're giving the high fives, the hands, you know, hands in the air. But, yeah, excellent stop there.
Second and eight.
I formation, the give is to Hochter up the middle. He's going to get a gain across the 50-yard line to the 48-yard line. Gain of four. Make it third down and about four.
Stop there by number 56, Isaiah Simon. Pickup of, was that six? Pickup of six, but
and
overall great stop
the
there
play
by Simon.
10 minutes exactly to go here in our third quarter. Comets into that three-back formation. The give is a keeper by Gumper. He's got it out wide. He's got the first down and across the 40 to the 38-yard line. Gain of 10 on that play.
Shoved out of bounds by number 54, Evan Stuckey. Couldn't ask for much more there by Gumper. He read his, you know, his gaps, and he read the lanes that his offensive line was giving him, and he took off for an excellent first down run, and now we see what's going to happen.
And, Joe, the Comet offense, they've been leaning on Hoctor quite a bit on those third and short plays. Grass Lake, it looked like, defensively keyed right up on him, and that allowed Gumper to get the room he needed for the first down. First and 10 from the 38-yard line, shotgun formation. The give is to Hoctor. He will give it up the middle, still on his feet, and he is a load to take down. He'll get about 3 on the play. Second down and about 7. 9 minutes exactly on our clock here.
I don't know what Jason. You know, I don't know what they're feeding these football players nowadays, Jason. But yet the third week in a row where we've called games where I've made a comparison to Mike Allstott, because he's just a phenomenal runner. Hoctor, back to back balls. He does a little spin move when he's, you know, when they're grabbing his jersey, and he picks up a couple extra crucial yards.
Shotgun formation. Gumper back to throw. He's going to have to bail out of the pocket. He looks to throw and just short. Uncatchable ball there. They wanted the French, wanted the flag, but just not even close to being catchable there.
Wanted the flag, but Sherwood was in great pursuit of him. No hands on French there, but ball was thrown very short because he was in hot pursuit. You throw the ball away, or you risk losing yardage or the ball. So just excellent job there by Gumper getting the ball out.
Yeah, and he threw it well short enough to where it wasn't going to get picked off, but he wasn't going to get flagged for intentional grounding. Make it third down and 8 from the 36. And, Joe, this is right about where the Comet offense has been stalling out every time they get the ball. Shotgun formation, everybody took off, and looks like we're going to get a false start possibly. Or, excuse me, illegal procedure. Yes, we will. That'll push him back 5 yards.
Ball start against.
Make it third down and 13 for the Comets.
I heard a Hanover Horton fan call Coach Deliane by his first name down there.
That's when you know they're angry.
You know that you messed up.
If you go first name with the head coach, that's. But it's a small town, though. They all know each other, and everybody knows everybody. It's just like the town I grew up in, so.
Either that or that's his wife.
Lots of support down here for the Hanover faithful, despite trailing 14 to nothing. 8:30 to go in our third quarter. Third down and 13 from the 40-yard line. Gumper in the shotgun, and he will look to pass. He's going to bail again and just has to get it out, and that might... Nope, he got out of the tackle box, thankfully, incomplete. He was close to that intentional grounding, but he bailed out just enough.
Close enough for Coach Randy Cole for the Warriors on his sideline is calling for the flag, making the flag motion, but he's not going to get it.
No, he absolutely will not. That'll make it fourth down and 13 from the 40-yard line, and another situation where it looks like Hanover may have to punt. The Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, Blissfield leading 14-7. Lumen has now stretched out to a 20-7 lead in their game. Hoctor back deep to punt for the Comets. Looks like Sherwood will be back deep to receive, along with Case and Gray. Punt is away. Great punt. Sky high, taken at the 11-yard line by Sherwood. He's got the corner. Nice little stiff arm there. He's going to be brought down right around the 25.
I think I heard a semi there because that was a huge truck there on Gumper.
Hoctor's.
That'll make it first and 10 as the Warriors will get set for their first possession of the second half following a 14-point output in the first half. First and 10 now from the 27-yard line. Quarterback Carson Farley had a solid first half. He's got trips to his right, and the give is to Trenton Holden, and he's going to get a seam, and he'll get up to... right around the 36-yard line.
Gabe French made the tackle.
They're crediting Gabe French with the tackle, another name we've called all night long.
Very quickly back to the line are the Warriors out of the shotgun, the bubble screen yet again to Firmaberg, and he's going to get hit and brought down maybe a 1-yard gain up to about the 36, 37-yard line.
Great stopper, number three, Seth Daly. I think Coach Deliane is finally starting to key in on those bubble screens that the Warriors have been relying on, honestly, on all game, and they've picked up positive yardage every single one except for that one. So great stop there by Daly.
They're actually going to spot it at the 37, which makes it a first down. The give is to Holden. He's going to go right up the middle, and he'll pick up about 5 on the play.
Foot and mouth.
Yeah.
Trenton Holden, the ball carrier.
Make it second down and 5. Very quickly get the play in and back out to the line. Three receivers to his left for Carson Farley. He's also got Holden to his left, and it's a pump fake draw across the 50. Holden with the carry. He's got the first down and then some, and he will get out to about the 49-yard line. First and 10 for the Warriors.
Warriors first down.
So the Comets continue to bend, but haven't completely broken defensively. But this hurry-up offense, now 4 wide receivers for the Warriors, and he's going to look to throw. He's got a little cut route and complete. Pickup of about 5 on the play there for Braden Leithead.
Big stop there by number 2, Gavin Gumper. He was right there on top of it, making sure no extra yardage was picked up. Only 4 yards on that. Great job by Gavin Gumper.
6:40 to go for the Warriors here. Second down and 6 from the Comet 44. Shotgun snap is a little low. Holden's got a seam. He's broken a couple of tackles. He's across the 25-yard line down to the 23. First and 10 for the Warriors.
Up by number 24, Troy Densmore.
They're going to give the tackle to number 24, Troy Densmore. Haven't really called him at all tonight, maybe once or twice. But excellent stop there. That was by the shoelaces.
Trips left for Farley, and it's a keeper, and he's going to get positive yardage out of this, but not much else. Brought down by some of them big boys on the defensive line by the Comets.
Big Jack Burmis, number 71.
He's a big boy.
That is a big boy.
They got some studs on that defensive line. Shotgun snap, trips left yet again. That give is to Sherwood, and he is going to get across the 15. Big tackle there. French just laying the lumber on Sherwood.
Andrew Stockton, the ball carrier.
Joe, that was a big-time tackle.
It looked like that was number 24, Troy Densmore, on that. Excellent tackle. That was the French special, as I called it earlier.
Yes, it
just
was.
Just grabbing him and throwing him to the ground.
4 receivers set, and it's a give up the middle on the draw play. That is Denton. Excuse me, no, that is Sherwood.
Stockton.
Third down, or make it first and 10 now from the 11-yard line.
Sheffield on the tackle there.
First and
10,
Grass Lake.
Farley, a rarity, taking his time to the line on this play. He's got trips left, and the give is to Holden. He's up the middle. He's got a running lane and touchdown. He is in from 11 yards out. That is an 11-yard touchdown scamper for Trenton Holden, and that will make it 20-0. Grass Lake leads.
I'm not taking anything away from the Hanover Horton defense. They did everything they could. They were bending. I wouldn't even necessarily say that they broke there.
They did not.
They didn't break there. That was a very, very tough series there put on by Grass Lake. Hanover stood very tall, but unfortunately, touchdown was put up.
Holden is a very big downhill runner. Extra point is up and through. Make it 21-0 now. We'll take a 1-minute break, come back with Hanover on offense, look to put some points on the board on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
21-0 is our score here from Moscow Road. The Warriors jump out to a 3-score lead following an 11-yard touchdown run from Trenton Holden, their senior tailback. And, Joe, this Hanover defense has been stout, just unfortunately cannot stop this high-powered Grass Lake offense.
We knew coming to this game that it was going to be very high-powered. I was thinking on both sides, but Hanover's done a great job of preventing any further points.
Kick is away. French will return it for the Comets. He's got a seam up the middle. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. He's going to get across the 35, nearly to the 40. He will be down at around the 38-yard line. Very good field position for the Comets, Joe.
It will be marked at the 38-yard line.
Very, very much needed return there for Hanover Horton. And who else but number 20, Gabe French.
Gabe French has been a phenomenal player in this one. He's got an interception, and he's been just kind of all over the place. Unfortunately, the Comet offense has not been able to turn in his great performance into points as of yet, with 4:58 to go here in our third quarter. Gumper will go under center, I formation behind him. The give is to the... Oh, they're going to wave it off here. Didn't look like Hanover was quite set yet. That is going to be a legal procedure yet again on the Comet offense. Joe, they've been snake bitten by that illegal procedure penalty.
It's a big penalty. It's only 5 yards, but in retrospect, it's a big penalty. You're down 21-0. You need as many yards as you can get. Gabe French does an excellent job pulling you out to your own 38. A lot of green behind you, a lot of green ahead of you, but you're not backed up to the 1.5 yard line like your first drive. But we'll see what happens, man.
Give is to Hochter. He's going to get around the left side, still on his feet, across the 50, still on his feet, down to the 42, make it the 40-yard line with forward momentum, and a great first down run by Trent Hochter.
Didn't see who was in on that tackle, but I did see number 7, Travis Fernenberg, leaving that area. Grass Lake, they were hoping for, a ball downed, because it looked like he stepped out of bounds about 10 yards toward, before he was stopped, but they gave it to him.
Gumper with the pitch to Hochter. He's going to get the corner, penalty flag down. He will be knocked out right around the 35-yard line, and it's in the backfield. Looks like it might be a holding call.
Penalty flags on the play.
Looks like he had number 5, Josh Jordan, in there on that take, but flag is away from the ball. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's nothing too bad that's going to back him up that far.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard while we wait for the signal there. 21-7, Portland leads in their game, and it is a holding call on the Comets. And
holding against the Comets.
Joe, I can kind of make it out behind the clouds there, but it looks like it might be a full moon, and that's maybe we can chalk up this penalty-filled performance by the Comets to that.
I refuse.
Moon coming up just over the Grass Lake Warrior fans' side of the stands here.
Covered by clouds, truly looking like a October night.
It really, really is. I formation for the Comets, and the give is up the middle to the fullback, and he will get across the 50-yard line to the 49. And that was French on the carry.
The ball carrier.
Who's not built like a fullback. Hochter's built more like the fullback, but he was the tailback in that formation.
Not all fullbacks have to be big.
No, they don't. I was definitely not a fullback, but... Yeah. I formation for Garrett Gumper. 3:36 to go in our third quarter. He's back to throw on the seam and nearly intercepted.
Gumper's
big collision there. He was intended to hit French.
Wanted French, but he's lucky he didn't get Josh Sherwood on that, because Sherwood had his hands on it, just couldn't pull it in.
Big time collision there too. If either one of them would have come down with that, that's a big hit waiting to happen. Both of those guys capable of laying plenty of lumber. That'll make it third down and 20 from the 49-yard line for the Comets. Quickly to the line now. I formation, two receivers to his right for Gumper. Snap is away. Back to throw is Gumper. He's finally got time back there. Still flushed out of the pocket. He's going to fire it away, and incomplete, in and out of the hands of Evan Keeter.
Gumper's pass incomplete.
Hit him in the shoulder pad and just bounced right off.
Triple coverage there. Dangerous ball. Still almost had it. Excellent block there by Hochter to keep that drive alive just a little bit longer. But with that triple coverage, we saw number 18, Blake Stark, the sophomore defensive back in there, in hot pursuit, making sure nothing else would happen.
Yeah, that was a great job there to give Gumper just enough time to make something happen there. 3:22 to go in our third quarter. Punt team out. Hochter getting set to punt it away. And they're going to shift up. They're planning on maybe a fake here. Now they'll go into punt coverage formation. Just one return man back. Hochter will punt it away. Good punt. Nice spiraling punt down to the 10-yard line. And that is Leithead, who's going to take it up across the 30 to the 35-yard line.
Punt was returned by
great punt Leithead. By Hochter.
It seems like that first punt that only made it about 15, 20 yards was just a little hiccup.
Yeah, a little anomaly.
He's been very, very good with his punts ever since. Given your punter is the position that you do not want to use, but if you do use it, you want a good punter like that.
Absolutely. Hochter does a fantastic job punting it away. Flips the field position. First and 10 for the Warriors with 3:13 to go. They'll take over on their own 34-yard line. And Carson Farley, the senior quarterback for the Warriors, has done a fantastic job of marching this team down the field, seems like on almost every possession. Shotgun formation. The give is to Holden. He's going to go up the middle. He'll cut back, and he'll get about five on the play, up to the 40.
Get about five, but he looked like he slipped. Number 54, Devin Morin, to clean it up after that slip, making sure he does go down. So good stop there.
Second and four from the 40-yard line. Trips to his right, and he'll go with a quick hitch route there. And a couple of juke moves, and still on his feet. That is Josh Sherwood. He's across the 50 to the 40, down to the 30. Still on his feet, across the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Big reception there by Josh Sherwood. And the Warriors are again knocking on the door of the red zone.
Tackled from behind by Evan Moore.
They're going to give the tackle there by Moore. Looked like there was quite a few comments in there on the tackle. But I'm starting to notice something that Gabe French is playing very shallow. I think they need to play him a little deeper.
Trips to the right. Clock is running. Grasslake out of the shotgun as usual. Back to throw is Farley. The out and up route. And he's got it incomplete. Nearly intercepted. Nice, nice, nice move there by Braden Leithead, the receiver. The out and up route, nice double move. Tried to shake the defenders, just couldn't do it.
Second and 10.
If there would have been a Keeter interception, it would have been because of Leithead not being able to hold on to the ball because he had the ball in his hands. I'm not saying you should have came down with it because that would have been a very tough catch to make, and I know I couldn't have made it, but got to bring it down.
Second down and 10. The give is to Trenton Holden.
The ball carrier, Devin Moore, made the tackle.
And there we hear number 54, Devin Moore's name called yet again. Excellent stop there.
Gain of about six. And the give is to Holden yet again. He'll get the first down. He'll get across the 10 before he's finally brought down at the 9.
Trenton Holden, the ball carrier.
First and goal from the 9.
He was tackled by a galaxy of comets.
1:58 to go here.
That was good. We just heard by the public addresser that it was a galaxy of comets this time.
I like that.
I like that. That is very witty.
Trips to the right. Fake the give to Holden. Nearly intercepted. And the bubble screen is caught by Travis Furnenberg.
Travis Furnenberg.
I tell you what, though, Gavin Gumper's got that sniffed out. If you know, he was 6 inches taller.
Gumper, man, that would have been an excellent play by Gumper.
It would have been six all day.
Oh, absolutely. But even Gabe French almost ripped that ball out.
Yeah, as usual, he's right there. Holden and Sherwood back with Farley, three receivers set out of the shotgun for the Warriors. The give is to Holden. He's going to go right up the gut, and he'll get down to about the 4-yard line. Minute and 2 seconds left in our third quarter. 21-0, the Warriors lead. And it's going to be third down and about four for the Warriors.
Big Gabe French in there on the tackle yet again.
Give this time is to Holden up the middle. He's through. Touchdown, Warriors. 4 yards out, Trenton Holden.
another bend, but not necessarily broken. Once again, the Comets did a phenomenal job there on that defensive stand. They just could not contain that big fullback running back body and just lowered his shoulders, lowered his head, pushed that ball through.
Yeah, and you're going into the fourth quarter. There's 44 seconds left to go here in our third, and you've only allowed 28 points to the Warriors. You're doing something right.
Correction, 44.8.
Extra point is away, and it is good. Make it 28-0 is our score. The Warriors lead. We'll take a one-minute break, come back with the kickoff and the finish of our third quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. K105.3 Football Frenzy, 44.8 on the clock, as Joe so astutely pointed out during the extra point.
I'm sorry.
In the third quarter, 28-0 is our score. The Warriors leading the host Comets in this one. Big thank you to Perry Delian, the AD, John Denny, the superintendent, for being gracious hosts for us. And that ball is going to go out of bounds on the kickoff. Illegal procedure. There's the flag finally coming down. So the Comets will take over at the 35-yard line.
Excellent awareness there by number 12, Robert Ludwig. Not touching that ball.
Yeah, he was looking at it like he wanted it, and he smartly let it go.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Why did the Scarecrow win a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Here we go. Oh, God. Go ahead.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Good night, everybody. Ball is spotted at the 35-yard line, 43.8 to go here in our third quarter.
I like to thank Jason and Mr. McKibben. I'm pretty sure this might be my last one after that dad joke.
Oh, I've heard worse. Trust me, I've said worse. Garrett Gumper under center.
I don't doubt that.
And waiting for his fullback to come in. I formation here. Hochter is the tailback. And they're looking to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. He's going to slip and dives forward. He'll try to get back to about the 30. And it's going to be another broken, busted, snake-bitten play by the Comets. Make it second down and 15.
Garrett Gumper tripped up in the backfield.
I didn't see much of a trip up there, honestly. But it's very obvious that the rain we've received over the last few days is taking a toll on this natural grass field.
Yeah, the weather is chilling out, a little slippery down there. We did have a touch of rain here before the game started. Hochter's going to slip and fall. And we get 30 seconds to go here in our third quarter. He slips, falls, makes it third down and about 16.
No gain on the play.
No gain, and they're just going to let the clock run out here and end the third quarter. So we'll switch sides, do it again. So we'll take a one-minute break and come back with the start of the final quarter here from Moscow Road on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back with you. Fourth quarter underway. The pitch to Hochter. It's a reverse to give to Aiden Weir. He's going to go nowhere, and in fact, he's going to take a big five-yard loss back to the 25-yard line. And, Joe, some of that momentum that Hanover had with the turnovers that they've collected defensively just has not translated over to the offense.
Big stop there by number 54, Evan Stuckey. Grasslake sniffed out that reverse right away. It's unfortunate he couldn't get anything out of it. Kudos to the Grasslake defense there for staying strong and forcing that five-yard loss. If you're Hanover Horton, you got to find something, man. You can't just continue to punt. You got to find something.
Fourth and 20, punt team out. Hochter back deep to kick it away. And it'll be, well, Sherwood was going to go. He twisted his ankle. He is hustling off the field on one leg. Kaysen Gray back deep along with Braden Leithead. And I believe we're going to get a timeout here. Yep. Timeout, Grasslake.
Did you hear the rumor about butter?
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to spread it.
Is CB Financial Credit Union is our awesome sponsor for K105.3 Football Frenzy. Go to K105.3.com/school spirit. Register to win $1,053. And let's get to our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Lumen Christi leads Battle Creek Harper Creek 20-7. EJ, East Jackson, get this, leading their game tonight against Manchester 13-6. And Portland up 21-7 in their game. East Jackson, how about that? They have been a program that has struggled for a handful of years, and now might be on the verge of getting win number two on the year.
Big things to come in that that program over there.
Absolutely. So we'll set it up for 4th and 20 following the resumption of play after the Grass Lake timeout. Hochter will meander to his right, punt it away, gets it across the 50, takes a bounce at the 45, and will finally roll to a stop at about the 35-yard line, and that's where Grass Lake will take over. 10 and 56 to go in the 4th.
I have such a love-hate relationship with that rugby-style punt because if you're good at it, you're good at it. You're getting a 40, 50, 60-yard punt. If you're not good at it, it's going 15 yards.
That was a great punt.
Fantastic punt. Fantastic punt.
He has been really, really consistent with the punts. Unfortunately, you don't want him to punt as often as he has, but done a fantastic job as, wow, whoever threw that ball has a cannon. They almost hit the cheerleaders.
Oh, my heavens. That was number 44, Clay Sheffield.
Don't call him out.
I'm sorry.
Put him under center.
Number
man.
44, Schmeffield.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Warriors for Carson Farley. And the give goes up the middle to Trenton Holden.
Trenton Holden, the ball carrier.
He'll get about 6 or 7 on that carry.
Gabe French. Drew Fedor made the
Gabe tackle. French, who else? Who else?
But number 75, Drew Fedor.
Ah, yeah.
Game he was also six. There.
Second
it was Gabe French, but Fedor was also there.
That's right. Farley takes the snap, and he will give it to Holden once again, who will have a first down. That's about it. He'll gain just enough to get across the first down marker. It'll be first and 10 from the 46-yard line, 47.
Run was good enough for
10 and 25 as the clock will begin to run here. Warriors, normally kind of a no-huddle, hurry-up type of offense. Now have really slowed it down, just burning clock, trips to the left. And the give is to Sherwood up the middle. He'll get a couple and finally brought down.
Do I dare say it?
Stockton, rather, on the carry. Excuse me. No, go ahead. Everybody knows it's French, but go ahead
Yeah, it was French there. French was on the tackle. Great job. Sit him up with number 71, Big Jack Burmis. Excellent job there by those two young men.
Gabe French.
Only pickup of 2
Jack Burmis
because of Jack Burmis and Gabe French.
Second and 8.
Second down and 8 from the 49-yard line. And the give is to Stockton yet again. He's going to get up close to the first down marker. Gain of about 7. Andrew Stockton will make it 3rd and about 1.
Kind of surprised that they didn't give it to him on account of where that ball is spotted.
And 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than a 6-inch sub.
Yes, it is. 9:10 to go in our game. The Warriors have a 28-0 lead. As they continue to milk this clock away for receiver set. Give is to Stockton, and he's going to get stopped before the first down marker. And no gain on the play.
Gabe French with the initial contact there. Excellent job. A couple other comments there in another play. But the story of the game, number 20, Gabe French in there. He's all over that field.
4th down and 1. I don't even know if we could call it 1/4 and inches here. They'll get organized.
I'd say 4th and a fingernail.
And there's the give up the middle. He's got the first down and then some. He's got the corner as well. Still on his feet across the 30. Still on his feet. Penalty flag down.
Andrew Stockton
with the run down to about the 27. Flag down around the 35, Joe.
I'd be surprised if they didn't call a huge penalty flag on no one else but the number 20, Gabe French. He was blindside hit could have been a very, very serious thing. He was looking for the flag right away, and it looked like he just got it.
Yeah, there's a flag down at the 35 and another one down at the 20, call it the 27, 28. So we'll get one against Grass Lake. They'll walk that one off.
Hey, Jason.
Oh, boy. I shudder to think.
Why can't a nose be 12 inches?
Because then it would be a foot. Yes. 1 for 3. That's a Hall of Fame career right there. 8:18 to play. 50-yard line is where the ball is finally spotted following the illegal block and the back penalty to the Warriors. Fourth down and 7. And, Joe, the punt team is out for Grass Lake. A rarity here. Brandon Letha back to punt and back to receive Gavin Gumper and Gabe French.
I like that call. You're at the 50. It's a hit or miss. Fourth and 7. You get it. Great. You're on like the 43-yard line. Mm-hmm. But if you're not, then you just give Hanover Horton fantastic field position. And yeah, you just did, kind of, just because that punt was about 15, 20 yards.
Yeah, the ball will be spotted after it's downed at the 31-yard line. Nearly hit a Comet in the back. But nice job downing it for the Warrior defense on the punt return. 8 minutes and 7 seconds left to go here in our game. The Warriors continue to lead 28-0. Sense of urgency now for the Comets. They'll get lined up here. I formation. Marcus Ackley is the tailback in the formation. The give is to Ackley. He's going to get around the corner. He's got the corner to the 40. Still on his feet across the 40-yard line. Going to be close to that first down. They're going to mark it at the 44. That is indeed a first down. Marcus Ackley.
Ackley just pulled number 18, Casey Gray, for a solid 3 or 4 yards. That was very, very impressive by that young man.
So the Comets will have a first down with 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, trailing by 4 scores. And they're going to have to get it in gear here if they want to make this a little bit more exciting than what we've already had today. Ackley back deep in the formation. He's going to get the ball again. Going to get the corner again. He's going to get across the 50. Big, big hit there by the Warriors.
Big hit there by number 4. It's like Jack Pine.
Willie Higgins.
I'm so sorry. There's a couple fours on my roster that I did not scratch out, even though I should have. So, yeah, number 4, Willie Higgins. Excellent job there.
Higgins.
Been playing some Madden. Big hit.
That was a big-time hit. Ackley, the clock stays running here. Second down and about 3 on the play. 7 minutes, 45 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Stay tuned after the game. We'll get you the player of the game. And throw is deep. Gumper looking long, and he's got it. Still trying to break free. Big catch by Evan Keeter. Finally got a reception down to the 25-yard line.
Play was good enough for Comets. First down.
Couldn't see it because it was the far end of the field, but I believe that was number 8, Braden Lethead. On the big, I would call that touchdown saving tackle.
Oh, definitely. Keeter was gone. Quickly back to the line from the 25-yard line, 1st and 10. Comets will pitch it out. That is Ackley. He's going to get around the corner, cross the line to the 20, and be knocked out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. We got a final 2 on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Lumen has picked up a 20-7 victory over Battle Creek Harper Creek.
Big play there by number 4, Willie Higgins, just once again. It seems like he's in the right place right at the time, or at the right time for those sideline hits, and he just shoved him out of the bounds. Big hit for Higgins.
7:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Give is up the middle. No, he'll break it out. Big time hit. Hochter just stood him up. Gets across the 10. Trent Hochter with a big time run. And the Grass Lake defensive coordinator is not happy.
Ethan Allen.
I wouldn't be either. You were just stood up on with a couple of starters, a couple of really good guys. And but luckily, number 24, Ethan Allen, was there to clean that up.
Get up for a Comet.
First down and 10, and into the red zone go the Comets for the first time in this game. First down, first and 10 from just on the 10, maybe the 11-yard line. They're going to call it first and goal from the 10. Gumper, broken play. He's got somebody coming, breathing down his neck, and it's interception!
Down to the 35, the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, down to the 30. Down to the 20, down to the 10. No one's going to catch him. Touchdown, Warriors.
An 89-yard return for the Warriors.
By Hunter Preston.
Number 50, Hunter Preston. No one was going to catch him.
That was just a busted play. Gumper got forced out of the pocket. Nothing he could do. He fired the ball trying to make some kind of play. And right into the waiting arms of Hunter Preston. And once he got running, nobody was catching him. Make it 34-0 now with 6:42 to play here in our fourth quarter. And the Warriors will look to add one more here with the extra point. Joe, you finally got one.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm going to send that to my mom. Mom, I did it.
Travis Furnaberg set up for the extra point attempt. Snap is away, kick is away, and that one is good. Just got it through the uprights. Make it 35-0. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the Comets trying to recover from that pick six on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. 6:42 to play in our game. The Warriors with an 89-yard interception return by Hunter Preston gives them a 35-0 lead. And, Joe, that was probably the last thing that this Comet offense needed.
Not what you wanted. Another stalled drive. You have excellent field position. It's not what you wanted. You're down 35-0. You're just trying to close out something, you know, and have something on the board.
Nice little return there by the Comet return team. That is Aiden Weir with the return. He'll get it down to about the 35-yard line.
I'm sorry for the terrible Jad jokes. Thank you for letting me call that pick six.
Yeah. That's payment, a down payment for never, ever, ever having to hear them again. I made a deposit today.
Oh, man. I had one stored up that was really good, too.
Oh, darn. Oh, terrible.
Oh, shoot.
First and 10 from the 35. Running clock is underway here with the 35-point lead for the Warriors. Under center goes Garrett Gumper. I formation behind him. The give is to Ackley. He's going to go up the middle. He's got about five, maybe six, and finally pushed backwards for a gain of about seven. On the play, make it second down and 3.
Number 24, Ethan Allen, pulling one out of the book of Gabe French, just wrapping him up, twisting him to the ground, and getting him on the ground.
Made the tackle. Gain of 8. Second and 2.
Second down and 2 from the 43-yard line. Gumper gets under center in the I formation with the running clock now down to 5.5. And the pitch is to Ackley. He's got to get that corner. He's going to get it down to the 50. He's got room down to the 40, across the 30, down to the 20. Finally brought down. We'll see where they finally spot it. And that is down at the... Where are they going to spot? They're going to spot him at the 22-yard line.
I don't know about that. It looked like it was more of the 14 or 15.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But nonetheless, great... Touchdown saving tackle by number 24, Ethan Allen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were just in this position not even 5 minutes ago real time, 2 minutes ago game time. You got to have something come up.
Gumper directing traffic, I formation behind him, and we're going to get an illegal procedure from the Comets. Yet again.
Another 5-yard penalty that has just been the snake bite on this game for the Comets. those, like I said earlier, man, those 5 yards add up.
They do. And I believe this is probably the fourth or fifth drive in a row where they've had least one illegal procedure penalty.
And absolutely.
Trying to get off the line quick, I get it, you know, but you got to play with a little more urgency and a little bit more heady, especially when you're down 35 and a running clock.
Well, not only that, but it's just what has to happen is they have to get something going.
Yeah. Flushed out of the pocket. Gumper's going to fire this one, and he's got a man tipped.
Another interception!
Big-time pick!
At the 30, cuts back to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, and he's going to be down at the 48-yard line.
Another poor interception thrown by Garrett Gumper, unfortunately, just flushed out of the pocket, trying to make a play. Braden Leithhead with the big-time pick. He'll get it to the 50-yard line. That'll pretty much seal the deal with the running clock here. 35-0, 3.5 minutes to go here in our game. Stay tuned after the game for the K105.3 Football Frenzy post-game show, including the Schlenker's Sandwich Shop player of the game. And it's going to be tough to pick from a number of the stars that Grass Lake has put up and the fantastic play from Gabe French.
Gabe French doing a big thing for his team. It's unfortunate there he couldn't get more involved, even though he was 95% of this offensive and defensive effort tonight by the comments. Great interception there by number 8, Braden Leithhead. The senior defensive back really needed it, you know, to get some momentum back after a couple of plays that should have been his. Got that interception. 2:40 on a running clock, down, you know, up 35-0. This game's done.
Quickly onto the line here goes the second team offense for the Warriors now. Shotgun snap as per usual. The give is up the middle. He's got some running room there. Do the Warriors tailback, second team tailback, Jack Pine on the carry. Sophomore. Pine, the sophomore strong safety wide receiver, second team tailback.
Who else but Gabe French there in the tackle?
Still making plays with 2:02 to go now in our game.
Down 35-0. You know what's scary about that? Gabe French is a junior.
Yeah.
So they have him for one more year after this.
He's going to be a heck of a ball player the rest of this year and into next year for sure. Snap is away. Farley will give yet again to Pine. He's going to carry the football and not get much. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 2:35 to go here. Another first down, and I don't think Hanover sees the ball again if they can get that. They'll get the play in. Backup quarterback Jeffrey Peterson, the sophomore, now in at QB.
Another play there by Gabe French.
Peterson takes the snap. He'll give the ball first down and just a little bit more, maybe an extra yard or two. Jack Pine on the carry.
That's going to be enough to move those chains with a minute 5 counting. They're up 35-0. Ball is going to be spotted at the 36-yard line.
Now down under a minute to go here.
Peterson looking for the call. Gets it in shotgun formation.
Peterson with two tailbacks behind him, one heads off in motion. The give is to another second-team tailback, Robert Anderson, the freshman. He'll pick up
Robert
a couple.
Anderson, the ball carrier.
And that should just about do it.
Kevin
we
Gumper,
might need to get one more play in. 27 seconds now.
Number 2, Gavin Gumper on the tackle. There's another individual. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your number or your name, but excellent effort there. That's going to be about it as we have 15 seconds and counting as we see the high fives and the wave goodbyes for a good game, good effort.
Handshakes all around for both teams as that will do it on this game. Hanover Horton shut out in this one, 35-0 at the hands of the Grass Lake Warriors. And the Warriors now will move into a tie for first place in the Cascades Conference with Addison as we continue our march toward the playoffs. Every team's going to get one playoff game this year with the unique layout, but Hanover man, just a tough one for them in this. Just couldn't keep any momentum going, Joe.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate as we see Grass Lake celebrating at their visitors' seating area. Very tough one, 35-0. If you're Hanover Horton, the scoreboard was ugly, but you got to look at the stats. You got to look at the individual efforts. Gabe French carried 95% of this game for offensive and defense. Defensively, he was just the stud all-star. He was the go-to. He was, in my opinion, the Charles Woodson of this team.
Yeah, great job all the way around for that young Comet player, the junior. And so with that, we will take a quick break, and we will come back with your Slinkers Sandwich Shop Player of the Game. We'll recap the scoring, and we will get set for next week's game. Quick break, and we'll be right back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you on K105.3 Football Frenzy. The final score, 35-0. The Warriors take the victory, pitching a shutout in this one, Joe.
Yeah, it was really good offense and defense there by Grass Lake. Didn't really fold all that much. There was a few chances on the Hanover Horton side to make it a lot closer than it was. Honestly, in my opinion, that should have been a 28-35 game. If not a 28-28 game, you know, we should be going to overtime because of that pick six. But just overall great effort there by the Warriors. If you're the Comets, I don't want you to hang your head on this.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you held the Warriors to 35 points, which is their lowest point total so far this year. They have been a very high-powered offense, and they did not disappoint in this one. Hanover's offense, meanwhile, struggled to kind of get out of the gate. They had a couple of punts. Then their defense made some nice key turnovers there, got some momentum going on their side, and they would just shoot themselves in the foot.
I think that's something that you have to look at film-wise this coming week and in practice. There's a few cameras I saw from a few different angles, so you got to check every single angle, every single play, break it down frame by frame to see what exactly went wrong, because you had a lot of quality drives that ended off. We had one on end off on the 17. We had one end off on the 22, on the 30. You just can't have those.
No, you can't. Absolutely not. We'll go through our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Lumen Christi, of course, winners tonight, 20-7. East Jackson, last check-in, was leading 13-6. We had Portland, 21-7, leading the way. Blissfield up 21-7. Pinckney was up 42-14 on Jackson High. Addison was up on Quincy, 30-0. Jonesville, 30-6 on Reading in East Jackson. We already covered that one, so we'll go ahead and skip over that. Big thank you to CP Financial Credit Union on the broadcast. So with that, we'll take a quick 3-minute break. We will come back with our Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live from Moscow Road. The fans have all left the stands and are making their way home. The Warriors fans making their way home happy. 35-0 victory for the Warriors as they move into a tie for first place with the Addison Panthers. The Comets, meanwhile, they fall to 1-2 on the year, and they will move, they'll probably fall somewhere between third and fifth in the standings. I mean, everybody's getting a playoff spot regardless, but as it stands right now, they're under 500, Joe.
Like I said before, you can't hang your head on that. You can't hang your head on a 35-0 loss. It was to Grass Lake. You just, you know, you gave them 34. You let them have 35. That's the lowest point total, as you brought up, this season so far. You know, 48 and 42 respectively, or 41 respectively, and then you only give up 35 there. That game was a lot closer than the scoreboard says. If you're Hanover Horton, you shake this off. You don't have the mentality of, oh my gosh, what was me? I can't believe we lost by 35. You say, you know what? We played a great game. We did an excellent job against an excellent team. We're going to go out next week and play excellent as well.
Yeah, a few kinks to work out here in the long run, but I think they'll be just fine going forward, and they'll look forward to having a couple of winnable games. I have Michigan Center still on the schedule for them. East Jackson is still on the schedule, although they're 2-1 this year. If they can hang on, they were leading 13-7 at last check. Meanwhile, here in our game, we will be handing out the Schlenker's Sandwich Shop player of the game. And, Joe, we're going to give it to the senior tailback for Grass Lake, Trenton Holden.
Excellent, excellent job by that young man. He did a great job. He had an 11-yard touchdown run. He had a 4-yard touchdown run. He was just very productive for his team, offensive and defensively. You know, it was a very big toss-up because Grass Lake had a lot of producers tonight, had a lot of quality players out there tonight. But Trenton Holden, congratulations, young man. You win this week's Schlenker's Player of the Game.
Yeah, and that's going to do it for us here on our broadcast. Stay tuned next week, same bat time, same bat channel, and we will be providing you more in great high school football action on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Big thank you to CP Financial Credit Union. I made it 3 weeks before I screwed that one up. CP Financial Credit Union. Go to K1053.com/school spirit and register to win that $1,053 for Joe Cassidy here in the booth with me and Josh Ankrell back in the truck on Glenshire Road, turning on all the knobs, making us sound beautiful as always. I am Jason Smith, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Football Frenzy and the Game of the Week right here on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Brought to you in part by CP Financial Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Summit Orthodontics, Clothing Carousel, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Jimmy's Towing, Flexible Staffing, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and AC, the Jackson YMCA, County National Bank, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Tri-County Water, Lloyd Gantt Retirement Centers, The Restore, and Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms. We now return you to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.